The upper 60s, colder tonight. The rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a snow flurry on the back end of it in the middle of the night, low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold. High temperature only 48, down to about 30 on Thursday night. Friday, a very chilly day. I think we make it up to maybe 47 for a high, down to the 20s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s, and up to about 54 with more sun on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State Department of Education has released its failing schools list, which includes 10 Montgomery public schools. MPS officials say they expect better results next year. You can see the full list at alabamanews.net. Baldwin Middle School in Montgomery will be closed today because of a natural gas leak. MPS officials say the gas to the building has been turned off, which will impact other systems inside. Crews will be making repairs and school should be back in session on Thursday. And former Congressman Arthur Davis has announced he is running for mayor of Montgomery. Davis joins Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean, who announced his candidacy earlier this month. Davis represented Alabama's 7th District for 4 terms in Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Newark Airport has now halted all flights coming in after a drone scare. At least 2 drones were spotted hovering over nearby Teterboro Airport.
After days of searching, a breakthrough.
We can tell you that the young woman, Olivia Ambrose, who's been missing since Saturday, has been found alive.
2 Senate votes are scheduled that could end the partial government shutdown.
President Trump is making it clear he's not going to let Nancy Pelosi stop him from delivering his State of the Union. The White House requesting a walkthrough of the House chamber.
A new storm is taking aim at the Midwest and heading east. Snow shut down highways in Colorado, including hundreds of miles of I-70.
After nearly a month in a notorious Russian prison, Paul Whelan standing before a judge in Moscow facing charges of espionage.
Victory for President Trump at the Supreme Court. A majority of the justices allowing the Trump administration to go ahead with its plan to ban most transgender people from military service.
The 2019 Oscar nominations are out, leading the pack with 10 nominations each, Roma and The Favourite.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. So it seems to me that when a man calls himself an Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, an Irish-American, Jewish-American, what he's saying is, I'm a divided American. Well, we all came from other places, different creeds, different races, to form a nation, to become as one. Yet look at the harm a line has done. A simple little line, and yet as divisive as a line can get. A crooked cross the Nazis flew, and the Russian hammer and sickle, too. Time bombs in the lives of men. But none of these could ever fan the flames of hatred faster than the hyphen. The Russian hammer built a wall that locks men's hearts from freedom's call. Crooked cross flew overhead above 20 million tragic dead. Among them, men from this great nation who died for freedom's preservation. A hyphen is a line that's small. It can be a bridge or be a wall. A bridge can save you lots of time. A wall you always have to climb. The road to liberty lies true. A hyphen's use is up to you. Used as a bridge, it can span all the differences of man. Being free in mind and soul should be our most important goal. If you use the hyphen as a wall, you'll make your life mean and small. An American is a special breed whose people came to her in need. They came to her that they might find a world where they'd have peace of mind, where men are equal and something more. Stand taller than they stood before. So you be wise in your decision, and that little line won't cause division. Let's join hands with one another, for in this land each man's your brother. United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up at 11, make it 12 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Temperature outside is 64 degrees, and the rain, it is a-coming here, boys and girls. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Hey, they caught the guy who impregnated the vegetative state lady in Hacienda nursing home care.
Really?
Yeah, DNA match. One of the nurses, male nurses there.
Oh, what a champ.
He's in big trouble.
It's so gross.
Man!
Glad they caught him.
Man, we got a lot of stuff going on here. The Covington High School story is starting to really kind of come along here. Got an attorney that's now involved in it. We have the kids who got out and spoke out about it and talked to Fox and then also talked to Savannah Guthrie. So let's start with NBC Nightly News last night and listen to the way that they tee this bad boy up.
Nick Sandman, the Kentucky student at the center of that viral video, says he wasn't disrespectful when he appeared to confront Native American veteran Nathan Phillips. He sat down exclusively with today's Savannah Guthrie.
Do you feel that you owe anybody an apology? Do you see your own fault in any way?
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him. I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing.
The Covington Catholic High School students, some wearing Make America Great Again hats, were in D.C. last week for the March for Life.
I was afraid. I felt threatened. Because when we were there and we were in front of them, they surrounded us.
They surrounded us, he said. Okay, I followed the advice of a caller, that, and it wasn't an hour and 14 minutes, an hour and 40 minutes worth of video. Watch every single second of it.
Yes.
And what he did is he walked into the crowd, and Nick stands up, or kind of comes down to him. He basically waded into the entire group. Waded into them. But did you hear how Savannah asked that question?
Oh, Lord.
Do you see you have any fault in this?
No.
This is crazy. So let's continue on with the NBC Nightly News story on this. now that you know the truth about what I told you of him wading into this group.
But after more videos emerged, defenders of the students say there was a rush to judgment.
Do you think the students did anything wrong?
Nope.
A student whose parents didn't want his face shown told NBC affiliate WLWT his classmates were using their school chants, approved by chaperones, to drown out insults from another group of protesters, men identified as Black Hebrew Israelites. But the chants continued when Phillips entered the picture, saying he was trying to intervene.
There was three Native American people there. One of them was jumping up and down, so our guys start jumping up and down, clapping, we're dancing with him.
School chants should be in school, and this wasn't school.
Today, Native Americans protested in Covington, and even President Trump weighed in, calling the students symbols of fake news and how evil it can be. But Phillips says the students should accept responsibility for their actions.
The students should go through some kind of sensitivity training, cultural education of some kind.
Police here are on high alert after receiving threats against the students. The diocese had initially said they could face expulsion. Now it says a third-party investigation will begin this week.
Okay, so the guy, the Indian guy, the Native American, the indigenous people of this country, said you need to have sensitivity training. He also said school chants need to be done at school. How about Indian chants need to be done on the reservation? I mean, who is this guy? Oh, yeah, well, who is this guy is a great question, because we found out some other things about him. Let's go to the information on the Native American at the center of this issue.
The other key player in this drama, the Native American elder, who is the other figure here, has also been continuing a publicity spree of sorts. He rejected an offer by a Cincinnati restaurateur recently to be flown first class to Covington, Kentucky, to one of his four-star restaurants here, and to quote-unquote break bread with the students from Covington, Kentucky. He rejected that. But yesterday, he apparently changed his mind, agreed to come to Covington and to the school to meet with the students. That, after it came to light that on Saturday, January 19th, he came with a group of 20 or so Native Americans, this is the day after the March for Life, to the Washington, D.C. Basilica, the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, and tried to interrupt a mass there with chants and drum beating. A guard who kept him from entering the solemn mass called it deeply upsetting. Nathan Phillips has also appeared to have been very, very vague about his military record. He has called himself a Vietnam Times veteran, also referring to himself as a recon ranger. There is no such category within the United States Marine Corps. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post have issued corrections regarding their calling him a Vietnam veteran. So
they called him a Vietnam veteran. He wasn't a Vietnam veteran. He also had a made-up division that he was there. Now, I wonder if this guy's going to show up in Covington County. Goes in, and if I'm not mistaken, that the Basilica is where the Pope was, wasn't it, when he was in Washington?
I believe so.
This guy is, like, all over the place. Let's go to JT. JT, welcome aboard the Danmar Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
I'm very good.
I'll tell you what, this one thing has infuriated me more than just about anything, with all the death threats that came to the kids, and nobody cared. It's like it was just natural. But what I saw more than anything was, as back in the day when you seen a parent do as I say, not as I do, once again, it's okay for one group to do one thing because they're fighting for their cause. But the people that are on a different cause, like the students, oh, no, you're not supposed to do that. Like the Native American said, hey, you know, your school cheers belong in school. It doesn't belong out here. Well, the same could be said about him, but it's not. All these media outlets are pushing their agenda on snap decisions, and they really don't care who they affect as long as ultimately it looks bad on Trump.
Bingo. Bingo, my friend. That's exactly right. And and there's an attorney that's getting engaged with this thing. We're going to hear from him in a little bit. That he's going to sue these people.
My grandmother was was infuriated when she saw the story. Of course, she didn't snap the judgment because she's pretty cautious of anything that comes from the left. And I'll say this: my grandmother, her great grandfather was Sitting Bull. She gets a check from the government every month for her Native American heritage.
Oh wow!
We have tons of pictures and memorabilia, all kind of stuff, and it kind of took a little bit of a toll on her when she sees, you know, hey, this is a guy that should be standing up with integrity, but instead he's making up accusations that were clearly accusations, but it fit the storyline that they wanted to project on the country.
Yep. There, you're spot on, buddy. You're spot on. So you are a relative of Sitting Bull?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, see, and that's what I learned way back when, and my grandmother's the one that taught me that Sioux is not actually even a tribe. It has become a tribe, but it was formed of three Native Americans, Lakota, Nakota, and Dakota. And when, you know, everybody was, you know, checking out properties and territories, they asked the Native Americans down south, they said, who are the people, or who are the Indians up north? And they said that they're the Sioux, and all the Sioux meant was the people of the north. So they categorized all three of those groups into one. But yeah, she's got all her documentation, and it's quite interesting to sit back and see stuff like that.
That's fascinating. That is absolutely fascinating. JD, thank you for the telephone call. I appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
272-9228. A reminder, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Imagine all the fun things you can buy for that. And then any caller can get in on the Squeak Squeak Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things you put in there. Damn, our show will be back with Bill right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising shows your investment into the success of your business while keeping you competitive. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. JD, thanks for sending that to me. Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. You know, this has been an interesting controversy. My question is, I guess, is it was a pro-life protest that they were attending, and I can understand a Catholic school being represented there.
Mm-hmm.
But why would a Native American male be representing abortion?
Well, no, they was there because there was an indigenous meeting that they had the right to be there at the Lincoln Memorial.
But the school was there supporting a pro-life march, were they not?
Right, but the Indians were there because they had kind of some special groups meeting or special groups kind of event at the Lincoln Memorial. So they had the right to be there.
Yeah, I'm not saying they don't have a right to be there. It seemed odd that a Native American male would be standing up for what it would obviously probably be abortion
where do you make that connection? There's nothing he was there for his group, not for a pro-abortion group.
Yeah, but how did the confrontation come about is my point.
Because the boys were waiting, were told to meet at the Lincoln Memorial, and the buses were going to pick them up. So they were at the Lincoln Memorial. They were started to be yelled at by these black Hebrew type people, and so they asked for permission to do their school chants, and they did. They're about 40 feet or more away from the people, the blacks that were yelling racial slurs at them. So they started doing chants, and when they did chants, then this Native American starts beating on his drum, walks to the kids, and beating his drum, and walks into the group of kids. The kids kind of get around him, and they started jumping up and down and doing their school chants to his drum beat.
Yeah, I don't see where that's disrespectful.
No, it's not.
I just didn't understand how the two came in conflict with each other. But on another tone,
well, like I said, the Indian, the male Indian, indigenous American, he walked into the group. He walked over there and confronted them.
Well, on another note, I heard a talk radio show yesterday. I was in Troy, and it was a conservative religious talk radio, and they were talking about Planned Parenthood. Have you seen their financial statement for their last year?
I haven't, but I've got a report on the Planned Parenthood and the number of abortion increase that they had.
Yeah. Well, I found it interesting that they got $500 million from the government last year. And they didn't really word it like this, but they made a profit of $274 million. And instead of listing it as profit, they listed it as miscellaneous capital increase. So it's kind of like they don't want to advertise that they made money off abortions. But that's,
well, there's other things that they do other than abortions, just to be, you know, set the record straight.
Well, there is, but they did almost none of nothing else but abortion. Like on productive health for women, that was down astronomically, like 70%. Birth control was the same way. Just about everything else they did, they saw fewer people with the exception of abortion.
Well, I'm not looking at the report, so I don't know whether you're factually correct or not, but Planned Parenthood does more than just abortions.
Well, it might be interesting to look at it and maybe reach out and do a show about that, because I think it would be very enlightening for Christians to look at. They also claimed that in their existence worldwide, they have done 46 million abortions, which is an astronomical number to me.
Yes, and astronomical.
That's the population of 5 or 6 states. All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate your show.
More than 46. That's more than 4 or 5 states. That's a bunch of states there. Not again. I'm not looking at that number, so I'm not sure about the accuracy there. Okay, so we have information on this Native American that has come to light. You heard the NBC Nightly News story. excuse me, about it yesterday, from last night. The We've got some boys that have gone on, and on Fox and Friends, but we also have an attorney that came on. Go ahead and tell me who you got here. So, Brenda, let's go to Brenda before we get into this. Hey, Brenda.
Hi, Diana. I'm a long-time listener, but I'm not today a long-time listener, so I've probably just caught you the last 15 minutes, and you may have covered this. I'm glad the last caller asked the question, because, and you said it straight, you know, what they were all doing there. But I didn't hear what the, I don't know what they're calling themselves, the Black Muslims or the Israel tribe or whatever. What in the world were they doing there?
They were, their typical MO is that they just go and make trouble. They go and harass people. They go in and they're trying to get in arguments with people. So they're yelling at the kids, but also yelling at the Indians. And they come up to them in this video and start getting into a discussion with them. And they're calling them all sorts of names.
I heard them say, you're a bunch of future school shooters.
That's what they were calling the Catholic kids. That's what they were calling the kids from the Catholic Church. But they were talking to Native Americans and some other people around and getting into a confrontation with them. That was actually a good 30 minutes worth of that.
Yeah, I saw that video. I didn't see the whole thing. I don't have the stomach to watch an hour and a half of him saying, give me this scripture, get me that scripture. He just was spitting a bunch of hate. You know, I couldn't stomach that. But I felt sorry for the kid. I'd be proud if he was my kid, because even it, with his Savannah Guthrie interview, he at least was trying to reach out. You know, he wasn't full of hate. He's not sitting there spitting a bunch of venom. He said, you know, I'd like to talk to him. Even though, you know, adults can be wrong, but it seems like those kids did nothing wrong.
No, I don't think they did anything wrong.
And, I mean, I work with 17-year-olds, you know, day in and day out. If I'd thought that, I would not even be calling. But appreciate your show.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I appreciate you calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. News Talk 93.1. Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What better way to roll into the new year than in a brand new Kia from Brubaker Kia in Montgomery? This month only, you pay what we pay. An all-new 2019 Kia's in stock. You pay what we pay on Kias like the Forte. A fuel-efficient ride with a spacious interior and user-friendly tech features. The Kia Optima, a mid-size sedan offering an upscale interior with luxury features. The Kia Sportage, the compact crossover with unmistakable style and agile handling. Or the Kia Sorento, a mid-size SUV with third row seating and a quiet and refined ride. It all come with a 10-year 100,000-mile warranty. Get rolling in style this year while you pay what we pay on all new 2019 Kias right now at Brubaker Kia in Montgomery. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus tax, tag, title, and fees based on availability. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See retailer for warranty details. Offer expires January 31st.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A nurse who was taking care of her is charged with the sexual assault of a woman who gave birth at a long-term care facility in Phoenix, Arizona. Police Chief Jerry Williams says,
through a combination of good old-fashioned police work, combing through evidence, talking to people, following up on information, combined with the marvels of DNA technology, we are able to identify and develop probable cause to arrest the suspect.
Nathan Sutherland's his name, 36 years old. The woman's family says, contrary to earlier reports, she is not in a coma or vegetative state, but is severely incapacitated. The Kentucky high school student seen on video face-to-face with a Native American man chanting at the National Mall says he has nothing to apologize for.
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips.
Nick Salmon on NBC's Today Show. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wind advisory in effect for winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour today as this storm system moves in. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, particularly by later on this afternoon and this evening. A few of the storms could be strong. Make sure you keep our weather app handy. It will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Locally heavy downpours with today's high in the upper 60s. Colder tonight. The rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a snow flurry on the back end of it in the middle of the night. Low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold, high temperature only 48, down to about 30 on Thursday night. Friday, a very chilly day. I think we make it up to maybe 47 for a high, down to the 20s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s, and up to about 54 with more sun on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Wednesday. Hey, Joey-san, they've got the bone-in ribeye still on sale for $9.99 a pound. That's $4 off. They also have the porterhouse premium that's on sale $7.99 a pound. That's $6 off.
Yeah, I might have to go ahead and buy some tonight, save it for Friday or the weekend.
And age it a little bit?
Yeah, exactly.
If you got a Ziploc bag, just get all the air out of it, keep it in this wrapper,
yeah,
and just go for it.
Yeah, that's one mistake people make. If there's a little bit of discoloration, it's not just that bright red anymore. It gets a little brown in spots.
Oh, that's the best thing.
That's a good thing.
It's the breaking down of the amino acids in there, and it makes it so much more tender. They also have $14.99 pound rack of lamb. That's normally $19.99. I've done their lamb. It is excellent. And then they have shrimp. Colossal shrimp, again, $12.99. Those little lobster babies, those are really, really, really good. And let's see what else they've got. They've got all sorts of breads and cheeses. Smoked Gouda, red top. Smoked Gouda, $9.99 a pound. Jump on that bad boy. Ooh, Fresh Market baked potato soup. Oh, man, I'm loving that.
You know, bringing up smoked Gouda and all the incredible cheeses, and you know, Red Top keeps talking about cheese. Have you seen the video of the little girl where she's on the stair steps and her mom catches her on camera? It's almost like those videos where you see a dog and they've done something wrong, but the little girl's just kind of lean back on the stairs and she's just biting into something. It's like, what are you eating? Ice cream? It's like, honey, that's not ice cream, that's a block of cheese. No, it's ice cream. Stop eating that. No, just eating through the cheese. That's how I get sometimes, like, don't you dare touch my cheese.
You touch my cheese, I'll take your hand off.
Exactly.
This is interesting. I thought you would enjoy this. The attorney takes on the media and celebrities on behalf of the Catholic boys.
Covington Catholic High School has decided to open their doors back up today, but that doesn't mean that students are feeling any safer.
There have been many threats against our lives, against our parents. Some of these threats include that we should all be locked in the school and it should be burnt to the ground, the school being bombed, school shooting threats. It's really scary. I know that a lot of people are scared to go to school tomorrow and won't be attending because of what could happen.
And that's why they closed school yesterday. Thanks to feelings like this, some parents are actually considering legal action. And one lawyer says he's willing to help the families for free.
Joining us right now is that attorney, Robert Barnes. Robert, I understand people emotionally taking sides, but where does the legality of this come in?
Well, because these are all private citizens, and in many cases, minors and kids, the law is that it's saying anything false about them is libel, and you don't have a defense of actual malice. It's all you have to prove is negligence. So a lot of these journalists have been saying false statements about these kids, false statements about the kids that are at the Lincoln Memorial, false statements about kids that were in various photographs related to the school, slurring and libeling the entire school and all the alumni for the school. And all you have to prove is that they were negligent in doing so. And by this standpoint, by this point in time, it is clear that anyone who continues to lie and libel about these kids has done so illegally and can be sued for it.
Okay. I didn't realize the threshold was that low on here. I thought you had a high threshold.
Well, they're not technically public figures. So I think just because they're everyday people.
Everyday people. Find the family stone.
Because I think the threshold is much lower. And I know it's very high for public figures because you're just always out there and people say whatever. Unless they know it, what is the standard, like, with malice and knowing
malice and intent.
Yeah, you know it's incorrect and you want to hurt them.
Right. So attorney tells why he's doing this, and he basically gives these folks 48 hours to retract.
Robert, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to help the families?
Well, the nature of libel lawsuits is that generally it's very hard to bring. They cost between $250,000 and $1 million in legal fees to bring. That's how much powerful people will use for their legal fees to defend such suits. So I wanted to equalize the playing field. These are people who couldn't afford to bring this claim on their own behalf. That's why I offered my services for free, because somebody needed to stop this from reoccurring and happening to other kids across the country.
I understand that you're going to give a 48-hour notice to potential defendants to correct this or be sued. I understand you want to go ahead and lay out your plan for all the people who have put out tweets and said things that are simply not accurate. What is the plan?
Exactly. Everybody is now on 48 hours notice. So by Friday, everybody needs to retract and correct any false statements they have issued about these kids. That includes any major member of the media. That includes any major celebrity. That includes anybody with a substantial social media platform. If you've said anything false about these kids, they are willing to extend you a 48-hour time period, a period of grace, consistent with their Christian faith, for you to, through confessions, get redemption and retract and correct and apologize. If you do not, the next week you may be a defendant in a lawsuit, because those lawsuits will start to occur next week.
Okay. This guy's pretty strong.
Well, and I started looking more into this last night because it came up on some of the podcasts I listened to. And you have people with the so-called blue check mark on social media who are such big figures that their account's been verified. Imagine, remember Kathy Griffin? She held up the fake, you know, severed head of Donald Trump. And her life and her career are pretty much finished. Well, apparently she's still around. And having received that incoming, she's now calling for all, she called for all these kids to be doxxed and have their lives ruined. Talk about number one, bitter. But Kathy, you went through something just like this, very similar. And you're a public figure. You're an insult comic half the time. You kind of comes with a territory. These are high school kids. I mean, Reza Aslan, he's a big activist, always talking about peace and love and Islam. He tweeted, "Have you ever seen a more punchable face?" About the smirking kid, Mr. Sandman.
Let me tell you, when you look at him without the hat on, he's got a little boy's face.
Exactly. That's what I noticed from the Savannah Guthrie interview. It's like, really, this is the person you're attacking and saying this is the face of white patriarchal whatever? Ooh, yeah. Give me a break, guys.
Okay, well, some of the people have already recanted here.
Do you have a dollar figure? Do you have a dollar figure with damages? Does it depend on the person that they tweeted or spoke out about?
The nice thing about defamation law is that when a particular form of lie or libel is particularly inflammatory, you're allowed to seek what's called per se damages. This means you don't have to prove any individual damages to you. It's just that it's so offensive that the jury gets to assign what those damages are. Those damages can range from $50,000 to $300,000 to, in the Gawker case, millions and millions of dollars. So all these people that have lied and libeled better be checking their bank accounts if they're going to continue to lie and libel of these kids.
Now, Robert, we have a list. A lot of people that have retracted, have made apologies. You see Meghan McCain there. We've been talking about that over the last few days. Jamie Lee Curtis. Lots of celebrities have said, look, I judged too quickly, and I'm sorry about that. I wish I had seen the whole video. Who comes to mind, though? What defendants are you really most disappointed in that have not retracted or not apologized?
People like Maggie Haberstam at the New York Times. She's a news reporter. She's the leading reporter for what is perceived as the leading newspaper in the country. She falsely made statements about these kids. She basically invited their expulsion from school and the ruining of their reputations. She did so based on inadequate review of the information, a failure to look at the evidence. And despite knowing from her own newspaper how false those original statements are, she is yet to retract, yet to correct, yet to apologize. And she'll be one of the people sued if she doesn't do it in the next 48 hours.
This guy's pretty serious, and she's a big player. And not that the New York Times ever gotten it wrong before, but it's going to be interesting to see what they how they handle that. New York Times got some deep pockets for sure, but you know that's a publicly traded company, the New York Times, and it's going to be interesting to see how they handle this. Okay, so. He's going to tell us all who he represents. This is, again, fascinating. Listen to this guy.
Have you heard from any families?
Yes, I represent families in three different groups. I represent families of kids who are at the Lincoln Memorial who have been libeled. I represent families of kids who have been in some of the photos where people like the New York Daily News have libeled them and made false statements about what the nature of those photos were from the school. And I represent alumni who feel that their entire school and everything associated with them has been libeled, and they too want to seek legal remedy for these people who refuse to correct, retract, or make any apology for their false statements.
Good.
So that is good. I mean, that's a bevy of people there.
Yeah, and I'm usually not one to say, I'm going to sue, and especially with something like a slander or libel case, because it's usually so tough. But I think this is so overdone and has been in the last since this weekend that it's necessary. It's, I think, why those laws are there.
Well, and also it's going to help out with the concept of getting the actual factual information out,
yeah,
and then how the press operates. What was your thought process in going? What is the due diligence you did as a reporter presenting this? And if he can get that out there, then the press is going to have a problem because they don't do due diligence of it. They basically take something, they run with it.
Well, and there are way too many people in this country, and it's both sides, but the left in particular, but it's both sides that are in media. Whether I used to write for websites. Sometimes it happens on radio. Everybody kind of does it because you're always looking for content. People just go on Twitter, go on social media, find what's the outrage and trending thing of the day, and they talk about it and blast it out, no matter how big their platform is. And they go, and it's sort of this weird outrage cancellation culture. That is not journalism. You need some sort of, you know, pump the brakes. This is why you have editors. This is why you have people that are looking at the big picture and looking at facts to confirm things, or you should at least.
Well, and the problem, particularly with the New York Times, when you get a story that happens, you're waiting until the next day until that story is in somebody's hands.
Right.
But then what they do is they put it up on the website, and they blast it out on the website, and that's where the video ended up with New York Times.
Right.
They put it on their website. Now, they eventually took it off, but the damage was done with that.
And it seems to only be political news. Yeah, there are actually very worthwhile things that are great to read in the New York Times and the Washington Post, but they have nothing to do with the political cycle. There's something about the political cycle that they're running to the table so quickly with some juicy news story or what's the pulse of the nation as represented by social media, and they run with it. And it's usually found, it's either I'm skeptical of it or it's just downright false, like this case.
Man, News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When the wall made me crash my car, it made me feel free, free, free. I want a new job, when the wall hit my head. When the wall made my mouth too dry, I make my eyes too red. When the wall made me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you.
The Dan Morris Show.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then, take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
the River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. It's go to the phones and go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, good afternoon, Dan. I see what this is being a catalyst for a whole lot of discussion on both sides. The one thing that I want to look at on this young man is, if I remember correctly, the Indian nations looked at someone who would stand so stoically and not move and do everything that they could to be brave in the face of adversity. They looked at him as being rather a hero and a brave warrior. So maybe this young man needs to turn and look at a different aspect of just that he was being attacked. He was being tested by this man that came up to him and sang and played his drum right in his ear. I couldn't have done that. I mean, I just admit it. I could not have done what that young man did. So kudos to him for that. Now, on the other aspect, do you not think that with this school stepping up and doing the right thing and inviting these individuals who have so vilified these young people and the school and informed them, you have 48 hours in which to apologize publicly or we will sue you?
Now, that's not the school. That's not the school. That's an independent attorney.
Okay. Then fine, the independent attorney, or we're going to sue you. You not think that maybe Judge Moore and Judge Kavanaugh and Herman Cain and Newt Gingrich and all the rest of the politicians who have been so vilified by all of these people who claim, well, we did this and we did that, and after the election you find out that none of that is true. Is that not the same?
It's not for this reason. They're public figures and they're going to have to prove that it was with malice and intent.
Oh, it's with malice intent. It should not be very hard to prove.
Well, then more and more will be fun.
Well, you know, these people deliberately have gone after various individuals to see how badly they can destroy their lives. There is no way that I would have put up with that. Granted, I couldn't have been in that situation anyway, I admit it. But kudos to that young man for standing up for himself, for not getting nervous in the face of adversity. Because it seemed that they were being attacked from all sides, vocally, not physically, vocally, from all sides. And yet he still stood up for himself. And in my opinion, that young man has nothing to apologize for.
I agree with that. I absolutely agree with that, and you can hear, we're going to play the Savannah Guthrie interview in a little bit, but I played one piece that had the question in it, and the question was a loaded question, in my opinion. You know, don't you feel like you need to, you know, apologize? And I mean, it's just, and the guy, kid goes, no, and if Savannah would have looked at the video, she would have known he didn't need to apologize. Anybody who's seen the video and seen what the guy walking up to the group, then they will see exactly what happened. The other thing is they did the chants. One of the chants is the Hawaiian fighter thing where you do the, you know, the, and it's the warrior.
Yeah.
Hawaiian
warrior
deal. And they do that at football games. They did that at the academy.
Those kids really, to my opinion, have nothing to apologize for. They tried to show foolishly that they were warriors, too. It's what they do.
Yeah.
People need to give, you know, these adults who are attacking these kids need to give it a rest.
Really?
But that's why most of them have lost a lot of money in Hollywood. That's why a lot of us no longer watch any of their shows. And quite frankly, it'd be a cold day in Hades before I ever went to see anything Kathy Griffin ever thought about doing. So it really doesn't matter to me. Anyway, thanks a lot for what you do. Appreciate it.
Thanks, T-Spirit. Appreciate you. Let's see here. We did our 10-till break. Let's do the interview with the kids. Let's start that part before we get to the Savannah Guthrie. These were two kids, one that was there, one that was not, who were on Fox this morning. And you're going to get a sense of what happened from the first kid here.
And now joining us live, we've got Sam Schroeder and Grant Hillman, both seniors at Covington. Sam was at the March for Life in D.C. over the weekend. Grant was not, but his public support of his classmates has made him a target as well. Sam, you were there. What happened?
I saw from a distance. I didn't really know exactly what was going on at the time. But as soon as we got on the bus, I saw a video on Twitter that one of my classmates showed me. It was the shorter video that went national. We didn't really think much of it at the time. We had no idea it would blow up how it did.
Yeah.
That's about all.
But when you heard that the young man in that picture, who you've gone to school with, Nick Sandman, was mocking the Native American, what did you think?
I know how our school raises these kids. I know that no one from our school would be disrespectful. And everybody else who was in the video that was surrounding the area, they told me that he was not trying to do that at all.
Right.
Like, I know what kind of kids Covcath raises, and it's not disrespect.
Interesting. Okay, so when you look at these kids, as particularly this young man that stood up, I mean, he is a bit like wet behind the ears baby face. These are two seniors.
Right. No, I will say that defense is...
Is that the best defense?
Implausible to me. They're young high school kids. They're going to be disrespectful at times. Even if the school's mission is not to raise kids who do that. Now, from watching the video, I didn't really see much that was disrespectful unless you're really looking at it and seeing what you want to see. But whenever I hear, like, oh, nobody at our school's ever disrespectful.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Well, here's another thing that's left out of this discussion, and that is the black... Israelite folks, they're not even being mentioned in here. And if they're mentioned, it's just a little tad of a mention. But they're not going and finding them and asking them why they were doing that.
I think it's just they're probably so far gone. I think even the SPLC defines them as a hate group. That it's just like, well, it's weird.
But why not talk to them? That's part of the reporting, and they are part of this story.
A huge part of it.
Yeah. Right, because they were the beginning problem. But no, we're not going to actually go do our job. What we're going to do is we had a narrative. The narrative, we ran with it because it was our kind of narrative that we love. I mean, think about that. MAGA hats, white kids, Native Americans, disrespecting a Vietnam veteran and an elder. That's like, that hits... If he would have been homosexual, it would have been perfect. But it hit all of the notes for the media. And so they ran with it. Then the other videos start coming out. And Fox is the one that really kind of got it going. And then CBS, we played the CBS space, but they were still a little kind of light. I think everybody was being disrespectful. You remember her saying that yesterday at the close? And... the media just needs to do that, and then they're trying to walk it back. Oh, yeah, okay, the kids were a little disrespectful to an older person, but not that disrespectful type thing. They're trying to walk it back. They weren't disrespectful at all. News 793.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back after our top of the hour break.